talking to you again today. Let's talk about ruminating after a breakup. Yes, so let's get right into it. First off, is it normal to ruminate after a breakup? And the answer is yes. Why do we ruminate? Most of the time, we ruminate because we think that a certain event or situation in our lives have not had the closure that we wish it should have had. And so the reason why we ruminate is that we might be thinking about beautiful moments, great memories that we've had with that person, with your ex-partner, for example. And then you feel like you're missing these moments, and you're constantly wanting to get the pleasure of going back and remembering these beautiful moments. So that's one reason why we ruminate. But at the same time, sometimes when we, especially when the relationship ended against our desire, then we ruminate for a different reason. So we might have, emotions of anger, of frustration. We might be angry at our ex. We might be angry at ourselves because we think that this thing, it shouldn't have happened. So we are trying to keep our emotions alive by going back and remembering exactly what happened. Like you go through the last time you talked together, and then you think, oh, I should have done that, he should have done that. So you're playing all these mental games inside your head, because you wish the results or the outcome of the situation would have been different, right? And so that's the so it, so most of the time we ruminate because the issue or the situation that we're thinking about, it's not resolved yet. There's still emotional attachment. Whatever the emotion is, whether we miss it, we want it to have it back, or whether we are angry at what happened, we hope that it would have happened differently, right? Now, why is ruminating unhealthy? Now, so thinking about what happened and just, reflecting upon things, there's nothing wrong with that. But anything done excessively, where it gets to a point when it starts to affect how you feel, how you show up every day, affects your productivity at work, the way you show up to your other relationships in your life, and how you generally feel about yourself in your life, this is when it becomes unhealthy. And so the unhealthy part is the excessive thinking about what happened. Because once you start excessively thinking about what happened, like sometimes it might lead you to, being constantly depressed, and this is definitely something that happened to me. I was struggling with depression, and then later on with anxiety, because I was constantly keeping those thoughts alive in my head, and they were taking energy away from everything that I needed to do in my life. I could invest my energy in the past, or you could just invest your energy in the present and creating a beautiful future. So the minute you keep going back to the past, you don't have time for the now, right? And that's when rumination becomes unhealthy. Now, the important question here is, what can you do? What can you do about it? What can you do to stop ruminating? Whether ruminating about his mean words, about what happened, what should have happened, or how you feel about the whole situation. My experience has been this. I would say that probably in the first week or first few weeks, what you want to do is, if this is where you are, of course, so what you want to do is, first off, you want to let your emotions and your feelings out. It could be through crying. I did cry a lot. It helped, by the way. And crying is good because it takes out the energy that of however we feel. It's like anger, frustration, sadness, whatever emotion that you're having at that moment, just let it out through crying. Or if you're not a crying person, or if you don't feel like crying, don't try to force it. And instead, find another outlet. If you're someone who constantly works out and you feel like working out or doing an intense workout is something for you, then go for that. So any kind of action or way that helps the energy to come out, do that, especially during the first week or few weeks. One thing that scared me the most when I think back about that particular, you know, phase, was facing my feelings. And one belief that I had was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die if I face my pain. Like if I sit down, and you know, just be alone with my thoughts and my feelings, the chances are I might die, because I did not believe that I had the courage, that I had the strength or the power to face it. And that's why it was so painful for me to just sit down. So I was constantly trying to do something, you know, going out with someone or trying to find something else to distract me. And this is why one of the things that I find that I see coming up online, comments, people saying, hey, distract yourself, focus on something else. Well, distraction might be a good strategy on the short term, meaning you will get your mind off thinking about the breakup or what happened, but at the same time, on the long term, it's gonna come back and haunt you. It's gonna hurt you. Why? Because you are just you're trying to keep your feelings and your emotions, you know, shut down. You're trying to shut them down by not listening to them and by going and engaging in a different activity, right? And so on the long term, that's not the way to go about it, okay? The way to go about it is to realize that you are better off facing your pain, and you're better off facing those emotions and getting to reconciliation with them, because this is how we work things out the proper way, right? And so one of the feelings that stopped me in the past, and I hope that you don't have this belief, is I was like, I can't sit down with my feelings, because otherwise they're gonna break me, they're gonna hurt me, I might die, you know, if I just allow the pain to come through me. And I'm here to tell you that it's actually the opposite. Running away from the pain is what's gonna hurt you more than sitting down and allowing those emotions and feelings to come through you. So please try to make this shift in, you know, believing that the more you put this off, the more it's gonna come back and hurt you, you know. Especially if you want to have a beautiful relationship, love relationship in the future, yes. So once you're past the initial stages of grief, and you get to a place where you are able to accept that the breakup happened and that there's nothing that you want to do to change this, once you get to this acceptance place, this is when you are ready to move to the stage of reflecting back and dissecting the situation to learn and to take away the lessons that come with it, you know, and to actually use them to better yourself, to better your life, right? And so this is a place where you just sit down with yourself, or hopefully with someone who knows what he or she is doing, that can guide you through the process, and let me know in the comments, actually, if you're interested in knowing more about this process, and I'd be more than happy to share this with you, because it's better done in a systematic way, where you're just going back for one time, you're reflecting on what happened, and you are taking the things that serve you, and then just, you know, turning the page, you know, from that chapter and allowing yourself to start something else, to start something new, right? So, and this is what's going to break the cycle of rumination, because we constantly try to go back because we feel like, oh my God, this is something I missed. Maybe there's something that I need to remember. Maybe there's something that I should have done, you know, differently. But when you go back with the intention of just, let me see what can I take away from this that can serve me, and then just once, and then you let it go, then this is when it becomes more effective. This is when reflective thinking is serving you, not hurting you, right? And this brings me to talk about, you know, thinking or ruminating is actually a mental habit. And what you need to break a habit of the mind is three things. Number one, you need to change the association of this habit in your system, in your mind, in your mind and your body. Meaning you need to associate pain to keeping the habit, and you need to associate pleasure to, you know, getting rid of it or breaking it off. The minute you believe in your system, in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your body, that the more you ruminate about what happened in the past, the more you're hurting yourself, not hurting your ex, this is when like things start to shift. And you are more willing to do whatever it takes to stop that from happening and to actually shift your attention and your focus to something completely different. So it starts with changing the association that you have with this kind of habit. And then number two, you need to establish a healthy alternative. Because remember when we talked in a previous video about there is no way of breaking a past habit without replacing it with a healthy habit that's going to help you meet the same needs that the old habit was meeting, right? And so you need to not just stop thinking about your ex, but you need to be thinking about something else that's more exciting, that's more inspiring to you, more than your ex or your past. So what you do is that you want to replace what was hurting you with something else that's actually going to serve you. And then number three, so number one, change association. Number two, establish a healthy alternative. And number three is practice. And by practice, I mean you practice the new habit, the new thinking pattern, thinking about, oh my God, an aspiring future, something that you're really passionate about, something that you can't wait to get up in the morning to start creating, you know, until it's conditioned, until it becomes who you are, until it becomes effortless. It becomes effortless. Why? Because it's like you have built grooves, you know, through this mental path. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. And now it becomes who you are. It's not just a habit. It's not just something that you do. It becomes part of your identity. And this is when change takes, and this is when it's like, it's amazing. Now it becomes very effective, but it takes less energy to make because it becomes who you are. There is a scene in the Million Dollar Baby movie that it helped me to realize that more than anything, more than any book or any course that I've ever done before. And that is the scene when Morgan Freeman was actually explaining what happens during the training stage when Clint Eastwood was training the heroine of the movie. I can't remember her name, but anyways, so Morgan Freeman was making it clear. He said, you have to show them how to do this, you have to show them how to do that, and then you have to show them how to do this, and then you have to show them again and again and again and again until they believe that they were born that way. And that's exactly what habits is about. You need to do something over and over and over and over until you get to a point where you believe that you were born in that way, that you were born that person, right? And this is when it becomes effortless. And this is when you just get up in the morning and you just do it. There is no internal conversation. There is no argument. There's no debate. There's no convincing. There's no persuasion. There's nothing. You just get up in the morning, boom, and you go for it. You do it. Why? Because it's who you are, you know? Like right now, I don't get up in the morning and say, oh my God, should I do my morning meditation or not? Like, I don't debate it with myself. I get up in the morning and before I even open my eyes, I reach out to my iPod and I plug my hands-free, and then I just go. I do my meditation. Why? Because it's who I am. There hasn't been a day since, I don't know, maybe the beginning of 2019 or late 2018, that I have not done my meditation every single morning and every single night. I do my meditation. Why? That's who I am. That's who I am. And I will continue to do it. Why? Because it's who I am right now. Right now, it's not just something that I do. And this is what takes to break the mental habit of rumination. It does not mean that you have to spend years until you get to a point where you're comfortable enough and you feel like you have the peace and the joy that you want. It doesn't have to take that long. Once you do these steps, it happens, you know, easily. But what you do is that you just maintain it. And the way you maintain the muscle is by continuing to practice it. Yes, it could be as little as 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be that long, but you just do it. Okay. Let me know down below what you think about this. And if you are interested in a video that I'm making about the three steps that took me from pain to peace after the painful breakup that almost cost me everything in my life years ago, let me know if you want access to that. I'd be more than happy to share the link with you. Let me know what you think about this video today, and I look forward to seeing you in our next episode of this. Have a wonderful day, and take care of yourself.